Hello, friends. Happy April. Can you even believe that we are finished with the first quarter of 2024? I can't believe it. Welcome back to the show. Last time we talked about 5 ways to build your business God's way, and this is the follow-up episode to that on how to create margin and why we need to create margin in our business. So let's dive in.
Are you an overwhelmed business owner who struggles to meet your sales goals, but you feel like you're working so hard? Hey, I'm Lindsay, a Jesus-following wife and mom of 4. I'm also an award-winning medical device sales rep turned sales and business strategist, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Small Business Sales and Strategy Podcast. I'm here to help you develop the skills and strategies you need to sell your services and products with ease, so that you can grow your business, serve your community well, and ultimately live the life you dream of. Grab your coffee and a notebook, or your tennis shoes, and take me on a walk. You're in the right place. Are you ready to dive in? Let's go.
To the Small Business Sales and Strategy Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me again today for this episode. Last time we talked about 5 ways to build your business God's way, and in no particular order, I talked about building community, serving your community, opting out of hustle culture to create margin, focusing more on the who than the what. So focusing more on our identity and the people that we are serving rather than the goals, or more than the goals. We should still focus on the goals. I'm not saying we shouldn't have goals, remember. And then also sharing your vision with your community so that they can help you keep your focus and they can help you stay accountable. Today, we're going to dive into the opting out of hustle culture, breaking up with busy, and we're going to talk about creating margin. This is a super important episode to me because this is something that I struggle with personally. I struggle with creating margin. I am the queen of putting 20 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound sack, not even a 10-pound sack, y'all. I squish 20 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound sack. Or I try to, and then I'm upset with myself when I can't get everything done. I'm not showing up the way that I want to with my friends and with my family and with my kids and my husband. And I just think this is a really important topic in the culture and country that we live in. It is all about hustle, 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 go, 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 be busy, stay busy. If you're not busy, somehow in our American culture, somewhere along the lines, we have inappropriately assigned our worth to our productivity, our value to how busy we are and how many things we can get done in a day. And we're all living exhausted, burned out lives because we've crammed ourselves full, our schedules, our own schedules. We've crammed our kids' schedules full, and we don't have any time left to even breathe or think. So I want to talk about this concept of being busy and how we can break up with busy to create margin. So hustle culture creates speed, disillusionment, it creates noise, and it creates demands. And oftentimes those demands are not put on us by anyone but ourselves, but we still feel like we have to be busy. And if we're not being productive, we are not worth anything. And if you're like me, I've done it to myself. No one else is making me cram my calendar full of all of these things that I signed myself up for. They're not making me sign my kids up for everything under the sun. And actually, in our family, we've done a pretty good job of managing the kids' schedules, but it's my own schedule that then makes me feel overwhelmed. In your world, I don't know what you have going on. It may be your kids' schedules where you've overcommitted them, which means you've overcommitted yourself. I don't know. I'm just here sharing my heart on this topic and hope that this will help you as well. So there are symptoms of busy and hustle and overcommitting. We're waking up exhausted and overwhelmed, and we go from sunup to sundown. And we, again, think our productivity is how we provide value and prove our worth. And I'm here to debunk that. God says that we are more precious than rubies. We are more precious than jewels because He created us. Our worth is not in the things that we do. It's not in our works. It's because He created us and He loves us that makes us worthy alone, period, the end. That is where our worth is. Our worth is in Jesus. So when we're feeling tired and anxious and cranky, and then we believe we have to hustle more or things won't get done, and we won't be able to afford the way that we're living, or we won't be able to continue getting the amount of customers that we have. And then we feel burned out in life, in motherhood, in school, in business, in all the things, right? And then no matter how much we accomplish, we still feel empty because we're putting our worth in our busyness, in our hustle. And we're trying to be in control, but we're feeling the exact opposite. We, in fact, feel out of control. And we're always checking our schedules. We're always checking social media. And it's just a never-ending cycle that I really want to break for myself and for my kids. And I want to help you break it too. So I want you to ask yourself this question. Why are we hurrying? Why am I hurrying? Why are you hurrying? I think that there are some seeds that were planted, maybe in our childhood, maybe in our adult productivity, somewhere along the lines, a seed has been planted and roots have been formed. Maybe it's fear of failure or rejection or pride. No one else can do it like you can do it. Or maybe it's the need for accolades and awards and all of that. We misplace our identities in our works, and I am guilty. I'm the, like, give me a trophy or tell me I'm doing a great job and I will show you that I can do it even better than what you think I'm already doing it. Maybe it's that we have mushy boundaries or that we have no boundaries. And I just want to go through a couple of things that I've learned from my Bible studies recently. God's boundaries are designed for our protection and for our peace. And one of the boundaries that He puts in place for us and that He models is He mandates a Sabbath. He mandates the seventh day as rest. And He didn't need it. I want to be very clear that God did not need to rest. He was modeling it for us. He's God. He wouldn't need to rest. Why would He need to rest? He's God, right? But He knows that we need rest. Not just from a physical rest standpoint, but from a mental load and creativity standpoint. When we allow ourselves space, we can dream bigger, we can problem solve better, and God knows that about us. He created us, after all. So I want you to take a look at your schedule, and I want you to make sure that you are allowing at least one day a week for you to not work. You have to have some reset, rest, and recuperation time. The three R's. I just kind of made that up on the fly. I also want to look at Jesus's pace in the stories in the Bible. Jesus walked. I don't know that there's a spot in the Bible where it talks about Him running anywhere, right? Do you constantly feel like you're running? Because I do, even though I'm not really running. I feel like I'm constantly hurrying from one place to the next. And the example of the death of Lazarus when it rerouted Jesus was the perfect example of not being in a hurry. He had the margin to change His plans. When Lazarus died, Jesus took His time getting back to Lazarus's family and where Lazarus was. He didn't rush to get there. And when He got there, He wept and He ministered to Lazarus's sisters. There's also the example of the woman who found Jesus in the crowd of people and touched His robe just in the hope that she might be healed from the illness and the sickness and the consistent bleeding that she had had for many, many years. He stopped. He was en route, right? He was moving through a crowd, and the people around Him and the people that were kind of ushering Him through this crowd were you know, moving people out of the way and getting him to, you know, making a path for him to go and to walk through this crowd of people. And he stopped and he made time for the woman who touched his coat or his robe. There's many examples in the Bible, and I'm not a theologian by any stretch of the imagination, y'all. Like, I am learning just alongside you. But what I do know is that Jesus was never in a hurry, and I think that that is an example to all of us to remember that we need to create margin in our lives so that we can reroute if we need to. We can stop if someone needs us. We can be available for our family, for our friends, for the important things in life that are outside of working and the crazy sports schedules and after school activities, right? So let's move on to how we do that. And I've talked about this in previous episodes. In episode 15, I talk about organizing your calendar to generate more sales. So if that is something that you need to be doing in your business, that's a way that you need to be creating margin, is setting aside time. That is a great episode for you. And then in episode 20, I talk about delegating in small business. And that's probably the biggest strategy that we all need to evaluate in our businesses and in our lives is delegation. So what that looks like for some of us is maybe hiring a virtual assistant to do our social media posts a couple of times a week. Maybe that's hiring a bookkeeper. I know I've talked about Alyssa, my bookkeeper, many times on this podcast, but taking off some of the things that are not your zone of genius, they're not your gifting, and they're not your love in your business, and handing that over to someone else who can do it quickly and efficiently, and you stop spinning your wheels so that you can focus on the things that are going to move the needle and move your business forward and continue helping you grow it. So delegation is a big one. The other thing is evaluating your calendar and getting rid of tasks and activities that really don't serve you or your customers for that matter. Maybe that is scrolling social media. Maybe you need to get rid of the apps altogether on your phone. And I am preaching to the choir here. I am saying this for myself. I need to get rid of the apps on my phone because they're a huge time suck for me. Maybe it is in your personal life, delegating things like grocery pickup. Instead of going to the grocery and spending an hour picking out all of the things, maybe you do a click list or an Instacart or something of that nature so that you can spend that hour doing something else that's productive in your business and will move the needle forward and generate more sales. One of the things that we do in our house and in our family is we spend Sunday getting ready for the coming week. And I've not done a very good job of that recently because we've been busy. We've had extra things in our schedules. And I really need to get back to that. So that's something that I'm going to be doing, because having a plan for dinner for the entire week is something that reduces my stress levels. It reduces my busy and hustle, and it allows me to think more clearly, and I don't have to actually think about what's for dinner, right? So I just want you to reevaluate or evaluate for the first time where you're spending your time, what it is you're putting on your calendar, what you're allowing to happen, and set some boundaries so that we can break up with being busy. We can unsubscribe from this hustle, hustle, hustle thing that we've got going on in our culture so that we live more productive, more creative lives. And also so we can set a better example for our kids, right? I mean, as a mom, I don't want my children to grow up to be busy, hustling, overwhelmed, stressed out, panicky adults. I want them to set boundaries in their life so that they can live peacefully and they can live fun and enjoyable and productive lives. Not productivity attached to their worth, but that they can take time out to go on the field trip with their kids so that they can actually take some time to dream about what they want their life to look like and what they want the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years to look like. So, okay, let's do a quick recap here because I feel like I've kind of been all over the place, but I want to recap this episode because I think this structure will really help you. Number one is I want you to identify the symptoms of busy and hustle that you are feeling. So whether you're waking up exhausted and overwhelmed, whether you feel like you are just going nonstop from sunup to sundown, you feel tired or anxious or cranky, or maybe it's that you feel empty no matter how much you get accomplished in a day. I want you to identify the symptoms of your busyness in your life. And then step number two is I want you to evaluate why you feel like you need to be busy or in a hurry or constantly hustling. What seed was planted or what roots do you need to dig up? Is it a fear of failure or rejection? Or is it pride because no one else can do it like you do it? Or is it that we've misplaced our identity into our works? Or is it that we just need to set boundaries? We don't have boundaries and we need to use God's example for our lives. Again, God's boundaries are designed for our protection and for our peace. And then the third thing is evaluating where we spend in our time, where we're spending our energy. What are the energy sucks in our lives? Bookkeeping would be one for me. I would sit there and get all sorts of bent out of shape, right? What is it in your business? What is it in your life that you feel like just sucks the life right out of you? Maybe it's not something that you can get rid of right away, but maybe we can reevaluate your mindset around it or reevaluate how much time you're spending on it. Maybe we can delegate that thing, right? So let's really evaluate where we're spending our time. What really is important to moving the needle in your business? What's really going to drive sales and growth in your company? And really evaluating where we need to delegate. Again, you can listen to episodes 15 and 20 on delegation and calendar management. I think those two episodes would really, really help you. You can go back and check those out. Thank you again for listening to the Small Business Sales and Strategy Podcast. I am so grateful that you are along for this journey with me. I hope that this episode was helpful in identifying your symptoms of busy, where it's coming from, and why we feel we have to be busy or hustling constantly, and then how to start putting some boundaries and some steps into place on creating some margin in our lives. I promise you, you will reap the rewards of it in your business and in your personal life. As always, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for your business, and I am praying that you're thriving right where you are.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Small Business Sales and Strategy Podcast. If you found this info useful, will you please leave me a review wherever you are listening? It will not only bless me, but it will also help others find this podcast as well. I'd also love to connect with you, so don't forget to join my free Facebook community for business women. The link is in the show notes. And last but not least, if you'd like to snag a sales and marketing strategy session with me so you can start 2024 off on the right foot, email me at hello@lindseyfletcher.co. Thank you again for listening, and we'll chat next week.